Hi, this is Steve Donahue with episode one of the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. Coming to you today with from my mobile studio, which at this point consists only of my iPhone and a headpiece. It's amazing what you can do with technology these days. Hopefully, as time goes along, my voice quality and audio quality will improve. But for now, it's my iPhone and my mobile studio. And I'm bringing you today the first edition of the Legacy Podcast. And in this show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce what the Legacy Podcast is all about, what I hope to achieve. I'll be discussing the purpose of the Legacy Podcast, a little bit about my background, what you can expect in future episodes, and mainly a discussion of the five core issues revolving around building a multi-generational legacy of abundance. The show will probably be a little bit shorter than most of the shows. I hope to have most of the shows about 30 minutes in length. This one will probably be a little bit under that. But before we go on to discuss the actual content of the show, I have a couple of business items I need to take care of. First of all, I'm adding resources to the website, legacypodcast.com. Right now there's a few resources you can download, but hopefully those will increase as time goes along. So regularly keep checking into the website. Also, I would appreciate your feedback. You can give me feedback at steve@thelegacypodcast.com. Again, that's steve@thelegacypodcast.com. Of course, I'll have all these notes in my show notes on the web as well. And if you'd like the show, I would encourage you to become a supporter of the show through the Legacy Podcast Legacy Partner Program, where you can support the show for $30 a year, which comes out to be less than 25 cents per episode. Now, I'm working on providing more and more value to the Legacy Partner Program. Later on, there will be resources that are only available to Legacy Partners, and so the value will increase over time, and costs will probably increase a little bit more as well. But for now, $30 for the year, and you can help keep me going with my podcast and increasing the quality and the resources that are available. Well, that just about wraps up the business section of today's show. So what is the Legacy Podcast? Well, the purpose of it is to help you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance through education and inspiration. Part of the show comes as an inspiration I received from Jack Spirico over at the Survival Podcast. He's got a great podcast over there he's been doing for about 4 years, talking about all things modern survival. And he started in a mobile studio and has now grown it to a good extent and has over 30,000 listeners. And his inspiration has encouraged me to branch off and start my own podcast, a little bit different angle. And two cautions: if you're going to go listen to Jack Spirico, I encourage you to do that, but just a couple of cautions. One is that he does not have a biblical worldview, and so you'll see that coming out in his program, although he does teach us some good modern survival techniques and things to think about. And actually, some of his content does overlap with mine, especially when it comes to gardening and farming. But that's the one thing. Second thing is, he does not have a family-friendly language all the time. It's not certainly G-rated. And so if you would be offended by using four-letter words on occasion, then you certainly wouldn't want to tune in, because he does that on a regular basis. But like I said, it's a great podcast if you're into modern survival, and he is instrumental in getting me started with doing a podcast, so had to give him a shout-out. I really have had a passion for years to do something with my life that really matters. I want to be able to build a legacy in my own family, and I want to be able to do something serious and important with my life. And so this podcast comes as a result of that passion. I want my life to count. I want to be able to make a difference. I don't want to be average and ordinary. I want to be able to do something special and be able to leave something after I pass from here that can be passed on from generation to generation, the legacy that I leave behind. And one person I heard once said is, you know, our life consists of the dash between the date of our birth and the date of our death, and that tells it all. So if you go to a graveyard and you were to look at the gravestones and look at the dates on those gravestones, you would notice that, you know, they always say the birth and the death of the person. But really what matters is the dash in between. What are we doing today to build a legacy for tomorrow? And that's what I want this podcast to focus on. So the topics of this are going to be areas of my own interest as well as areas that I have some experience in and growing experience, but also there'll be areas that I think are essential in building a lasting legacy. There are areas in which I believe that there is a real need for a change of direction. I can see that our society is going often in a direction that is not healthy and is not designed to leave a legacy that is good. And so I want to be able to change that, and one family at a time, starting with my own, and be able to help others to do the same by leaving a multi-generational legacy. I hope to not be just negative on this podcast, but also positive. Although there will have to be some negativity to it, only in the sense of pointing out some of the problems and some of the direction that is being taken in our society and by people today that are in the wrong way. And then hopefully I will be able to provide not only that negative, but also the positive solution and the direction that we should take and the way in which we should go in that regard. The core issues of the Legacy Podcast are what I consider essential to building a multi-generation legacy of abundance. And those are a biblical worldview, a family unity, financial knowledge and planning, protection of life, liberty, and property, and environmental stewardship. So I want to take just a few minutes and kind of break these down a little bit further, explain a little bit what my hope and my goals are in this and why I think they're significant enough to include as core values. So first of all, biblical worldview. Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly," John 10:10. So the purpose that Jesus came was so that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. And I don't believe that's only for this life, but I believe it's for the life to come. But if we do not build something in this life that we can pass on, then what was our life all about? What good is it? How can that be abundant? And so he's talking not only about physical, but spiritual, and most importantly, spiritual legacy that can be passed down. So some of the messages that will be brought on here, or some of the episodes that you'll hear, are actually messages that I have preached in times past or even currently as my service at Mount Tabor Baptist Church, in my present position. Other shows will be more specifically dealing with building a worldview based on the Bible. The perspective that I have on this is that I've had training formally at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, where I received a Master's of Divinity degree, and so I continue to study the Bible, continue to teach the Bible, and so my hope is that I will be able to present the issues in such a way that it is reflected from the Scriptures. I've also had 2 decades of various ministry positions, both serving as pastor and chaplain and youth pastor and church planter and various other capacities. And so I'll be able to bring in some of the experience that I have in those situations and my view of the church in that regard. And hopefully by doing so, I'll be able to bring a biblical perspective to all that is on this show. So that's the biblical worldview. Secondly, is family unity. Most important, I believe that the family is the most important institute or institution in America and in the world. And I believe that when you start having a family breakdown, it means that society is on the way to breaking down as well. If you look back in history at many of the fall of empires and the fall of countries, there were 2 factors that began to fail. One was the family, and the second was the economic system, primarily the debasement of money. And so we will talk about both of those, and the family is essential in building a strong foundation to society. So goes the family, so goes society, and so it's very, very important that we have family unity in building a family legacy, or a legacy that can be passed on from one generation to the next. So you'll find some of the topics on the shows will relate to strengthening marriages. They'll also have some on parenting. I hope to have some on even extended family, as we'll see that that is no longer, or at least not to the point that it should be, a part of American society. as it was in biblical days. And so extended family will be one. Homeschooling, we homeschool our five kids, and so we will be able to provide some input on that and hopefully provide some encouragement to homeschoolers. And then also we'll have many other topics relating to the family and marriage and the issues of the day for that. So family unity. My perspective on that is that, of course, I was raised in a family, both good and bad parts, as there are in every family, and so I'll be speaking from my own personal experience in that regard, but also I've had 20 years of marriage, been raising five kids for the last 15 years or so. I've had children in my home. We homeschool our five children, and so that's a perspective that we'll be able to bring to light on the show. And I've had some strong mentors when it comes to raising family and manhood, and hope to be able to use some of the things that they have taught me to help others in building a legacy. The ministries like Vision Forum have also been instrumental. And there's a lot of really good podcasts on the family that you can download. Of course, everybody that is a Christian should know a Focus on the Family and Family Life Today and others like that. That focus strictly on the family. And, of course, those are great podcasts. So this one will have some aspects to the family, but obviously there's other topics as well. But it is a passion of mine. I believe it's strongly important as a core value in building a legacy that will last. And then the fourth is protecting the life, liberty, and property. Or actually, I guess it's third, protecting of life, liberty, and property. The background of those terms should sound somewhat familiar. Of course, the Declaration of Independence in the United States tells us that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so they are included among there. Now, the phraseology pursuit of happiness, I believe, was actually taken further from John Locke, and he speaks of these events as well, or these natural rights, as he calls them. Life, liberty, and property. He says of life that everyone who should be entitled to live once they are created. And of course, that is a core value that we should hold as individuals, as well as, and most particularly, as Christians. And then liberty. Everyone is entitled to do anything they want so long as it doesn't conflict with the right of life. Now, in our society, we have strayed from that so far that our government has encroached upon our liberties in so many ways. And I hate to be so negative on the government, but I'll have to be when it comes to issues like this. And then also he says of property, everyone is entitled to own all that they create or gain through gift or trade, so long as it doesn't conflict with the other rights to life and liberty. So, of course, this would include even the gains that we get from employment and from business. And so taxes come into play with that. And John Locke, as well as myself, other libertarian-minded men, people, would be opposed to the taxes that are so prevalent in our society today. So protection of life, liberty, and property. The necessity of protecting these rights is essential because I believe that governments, as well as individuals and peoples, organizations, are vigilant on trying to reduce the liberty and reduce the rights of people all over the globe. And so we have to be vigilant, more vigilant, in ensuring that those rights are maintained and protected. So on this, of course, we'll have discussions regarding the threats to liberty and threats to natural rights. My perspective on this comes from the learning that I have received from a couple of major sites. One would be the Campaign for Liberty. Of course, this was started as a result of Ron Paul's 2008 presidential campaign and continued as an educational resource to citizens, Campaign for Liberty. I'll have, of course, a link to the show notes, in the show notes to this. Also, the Mises Institute, which is an institute regarding free market economics and primarily that of the Austrians versus the Keynesians. And so this has helped me gain a deeper understanding of the free market capitalists and the way in which we are to think in regards to that. And then another area or core value, core area of interest and that we're going to be looking at is financial knowledge and planning. Now, the reality is, whether we like it or not, money is power. and money makes the world go around in our society. It's difficult to achieve much of anything without resources to do that. Even if you are a nonprofit organization, you are based upon the gifts of other people. That is what gives you the ability to operate and continue to operate. And so money is important in our society, whether we like it or not. And so it's important that we learn to work with it and use it in a way that is honoring to God. And, you know, it was said of me one time, or said to me one time, that the weak cannot help the weak. It's only the strong that can help the weak. And so to the extent that we gain a deeper understanding, a deeper knowledge of how money works, and we're able to acquire more and more monetary wealth, the more we are able to help those who are weak and the more good we're able to do with it. I believe that it is important that good people have money, because money is an extension of who you are. And so if you use money in a proper way, then you will be, or if you are a good person and you can use that money for good, it actually goes further than those who are bad people using the money for bad. So it's neutral, and depending upon how we use it is significant. So it's important that we learn how it works, and it's important that we plan accordingly and make plans for our retirement, make plans for investments and savings and things of that nature according to the plans and according to how money works. So in this area, we'll be having episodes related to economic trends, financial planning steps, the various aspects of that, money concepts, how it works, different rules of money, and the way that it works within the economy. Now, my perspective on this comes a lot from the Bible. You know that there's actually more references to money in the Bible than there is to heaven and hell. And so it's not surprising, being that money is such a vehicle that we use every day. We're familiar with it, and our intimacy with it is significant. And so when it comes to money, it is important that we learn the perspective of the Bible. So that's one area. The secondly is that I've been professionally trained in financial services now for about 8 years, working in various capacities in financial service firms, and I'll be able to bring some of the product knowledge and some of the information that I have from that perspective as well. On a larger scale, free markets and business, again, I want to give credit to the influence of the Mises Institute, and it has been significant in how it has worked in my life to bring about certain understanding of the economy and of general macro economics. The environmental stewardship is an area that I think is kind of different than the rest of those, and yet I think it is important, especially if we're going to leave a legacy. I don't believe that the Earth's resources are infinite. I believe that they are finite, and as a result of that, we need to be careful how we manage those resources and how we use those. God has put us on this earth so that we can be caretakers and stewards of the creation. And the creation is not perfect. Nature is not perfect. It is subject to the fall, just as everything else is that God has created. And yet we are to do what we can to be good stewards of those resources. And so I'm going to have a balanced perspective when it comes to this. That is, I don't believe that we should be like many of the environmentalists who worship the earth and think that creatures, animals, are of the same or higher quality of being than man. But on the other hand, I don't believe that man should be abusing or using up the resources that God has entrusted to us on this planet. So I'll be coming from a very balanced perspective on this. And I want to emphasize that most of the episodes I'll be talking about will be dealing with farming, primarily because that's the area of interest that I have when it comes to the environment. It's the area in which I have had the most experience. And I believe that it is essential in learning and growing in our understanding of how to preserve liberty and feed ourselves, but also in making sure that the resources that we have are maintained and restored in some respects. My perspective on environmental stewardship has been formed in several different ways. I was a geography major at Virginia Tech, and of course, when you talk about geography, you have to talk about the way in which the Earth is changing and the various factors on the environment that have contributed to that change. And so I'll be bringing it from that perspective, although probably not exactly as I was taught at Virginia Tech. And then also I will be bringing the perspective of some revolutionary farmers that I admire, such as Joel Salatin and Sepp Holzer, who has a farm in Austria. And then my personal experience on our own small family farm in Cumberland County or Central Virginia called Bethel Family Farm. So you can see that there is going to be both breadth and depth to some of these issues and some of the concepts that we'll be talking about here on the Legacy Podcast. And so I want to make sure that on some issues or some things we'll be covering and we'll just be going over the surface, and other things we'll be going deeply. And as you can see with these varied topics, you could have a podcast on any one of these and be able to talk for years on that podcast about each of them. And so sometimes I'm going to have to be very broad, and other times I'm going to get pretty deep and pretty detailed. And hopefully that will be able to give us a basis for being able to build a legacy that can be transforming for generations to come. With that, this concludes episode 1 of the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. What will you do today to build your legacy? Changed by just one